episode 23 of the Carwale podcast. Last time, we introduced you to Carwale Track Day 2021 with our team member Ninad. And this time, we have Sagar and Venkat with us to tell us more about how their experience of the event was. While a majority of the vehicles for Track Day were everyday cars or everyday heroes that we like to call them, Sagar also got his hands on a very special race spec car. But first, let's talk to Venkat. Sagar and Venkat, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me here again.
Hi Adi, thanks for having me.
So Aditya, आपने notice किया आज जो दो guest हमारे साथ हैं, वो दोनों ही कार वाले के assistant editors हैं. So Venkat news देखते हैं, कार वाले के news section का पूरी देखरेख करते हैं. और अगर हमारे listeners ने notice किया होगा, तो ये पहले भी हमारे episode में आ चुके हैं, जहाँ पर उन्होंने कार रेंटल्स पर बात की थी, रेंटेड कार कैसे हम ले सकते हैं, उस पर काफ़ी अच्छे टिप्स दिए थे, जिन्हें सुनने के लिए आप हमारे पुराने एपिसोड्स की ओर देख सकते हैं. और हमारे साथ है सागर, जो कार की टेस्टिंग से लेकर रिव्यूज तक का काम देखते हैं, और आज वो हमें बहुत ही स्पेशल कार के बारे में बताने वाले हैं जो ट्रैक डे पर उन्हें चलाने का मौका मिला है. तो क्यों ना पहले हम वेंकट से शुरुआत करें आदित्य,
क्यों नहीं सोना.
So, Venkat, हम जानना चाहते हैं कि आपका ओवरऑल एक्सपीरियंस कैसा रहा ट्रैक डे का.
तो सो हियर्स द थिंग फॉर मी, आई हैव ऑलवेज लाइक्ड कार्स लाइक राइट फ्रॉम व्हेन आई वाज वेरी स्मॉल, एज द फर्दरेस्ट गोइंग बैक रिकलेक्शन दैट आई हैव, इफ दैट इज द राइट वे टू से इट, इज ऑफ नो माय मदर टेलिंग मी दैट आई यूज्ड टू कलेक्ट हॉट व्हील्स. And then I dug out a colander from her kitchen and used it as a car wash. So I couldn't, you know, 3-year-old or 4-year-old me would never be able to imagine that I would be in this position doing this today. So for me, that experience of a track day, no matter how many times I've gone for it, is always exciting. Fast cars, empty racetrack, going around, powering it, apexes, corners, just... It's just, it's an oral experience. That is the best term I can use. Oral and visual experience that, like I said, I 3 or 4 year old me couldn't in my wildest dreams imagine that I would actually end up here doing all of this.
I agree, Venkat. I can relate to it as well.
Venkat, aapne kaun si car track par chalai thi, uske bare mein kuch bataiye.
To maine track pe Honda City chalaya, but wo tha Honda City diesel. Usually jab hum log track pe jate hain, तो वी टेक पेट्रोल कार्स, नाउ इलेक्ट्रिक कार्स और यू नो हाइब्रिड कार्स. पीपल यूजली डोंट डू डीजल्स बिकॉज डीजल्स डोंट ऑफर हाई परफॉर्मेंस इज सच, बट वी सेड वी वॉन्टेड अ न्यू चैलेंज, समथिंग अ यूनिक पर्सपेक्टिव टू एड, राइट. एंड नाउ इफ यू लुक एट इट इन अ लार्जर पर्सपेक्टिव, आई डोंट थिंक डीजल्स विल बी अराउंड फॉर ऑल दैट मच लॉन्गर, सो इट्स अ यूनिक एक्सपीरियंस. So with a diesel, the biggest challenge is that it doesn't rev as fast as a petrol. It doesn't respond to you as far, unless it's like a really large capacity diesel, in which case the engine becomes heavy, right? So the challenge of driving a diesel on the track is you have to build up momentum every time. Now with a high revving petrol car like the BMW that Sagar has driven or the race car that he drove, instant response all the time. You can just go flat out. Through corners, like, you know, go like hardcore and everything. But with the diesel, you have to build up speed and you have to carry momentum through the corners, which means that when I'm approaching, like on the track, if I can remember, the entry into C3 to C4, it's a left and then it goes into a right, no? So you have to brake really hard. Now, if I had something like the cars that he drove, I'd be able to go really late into the corner, get hard on the brakes and just gas out and fly out. But in a car like this, you have to finish braking early and then carry speed through the turn and go. And that's pretty much your approach to the track. Now, this 1.5 liter diesel engine that's there in the Honda City, the trick is to keep it above 2000 RPM. And there's a very odd characteristic which I guess Honda has put in for safety reasons, which is if you keep the engine at the red line for too long, it will start cutting power. The ECU is programmed to start cutting power, which means that you have to compensate for that also while you're driving, right? That you can't keep the car revving hard. Now, circuit like the Chennai racetrack, the Madras Motorsports racetrack, it's mostly tight and twisty with two large straights. It's suited exactly to the characteristics of a vehicle like this.
So, did you guys make any changes in the car, Honda City, or just stock car hamare paas hoti hai, that was the car?
Completely stock from the manufacturer, stock tires, no changes, nothing. It's as you would turn up at the racetrack with the car. At best, I guess you would probably check air pressures or put new tires.
Right, right.
Completely stock, no
wow.
changes at all.
That's interesting.
One of the tricks we would advise to people is don't turn up to a track day with a full tank. You don't need it. You don't need it around a racetrack. You can always go and fill up, especially this Madras Motorsport racetrack. It's right outside the track. They have 97 octane petrol. You don't need to tank up the car. It will affect your performance both in terms of weight distribution, straight line performance, corners, everything. How much we put? We filled in about 2000 rupees worth of diesel, which itself was quite a bit. That's also because we needed the car for a few other purposes. Otherwise, you can just fill up as you go. The lighter your car is, the better performance you'll get out of it.
Yeah, like as we always talk of weight reduction when it comes to track performance. So, like Venkat said, it's better when the car has like less than half tank or like half a tank. But a full tank is really not needed at the track. So, yeah, like the less weight you carry, the faster you go through the corners and that ends up in you getting a quicker lap time. So, yeah, like weight is your biggest enemy at a racetrack. So, yeah, lightness prevails at the end of the day.
And I think, Venkat and Sagar, aapne ek bahut hi important tip jo hai humare listeners ko diya hai, jinko track par jane ka shauk hai. Aur specially jab hum baat kar rahe hai, humari jo series hai is track day par, उसमें हमने नोटिस किया कि हमने मोस्ट ऑफ द कार जो है वो एवरीडे यूजर्स की जो मतलब हमें आम तौर पर रोड पर दिखाई दे जाएगी उन्हीं तरीके की कार्स का इस्तेमाल किया है तो आई थिंक दिस ट्रिक विल हेल्प देम अगर दे वांट टू पार्टिसिपेट इन सम ट्रैक डे सो वेंकट पर्सनली आई लाइक होंडा इंजन्स तो आपको कोई डिफरेंस लगा उसको सिटी में चलाने में और ट्रैक में चलाने में
तो
उसके रिस्पॉन्स में इंजन के
तो ये गाड़ी जो है आप अच्छा बिफोर आई गो इन टू दिस जस्ट अ रिमाइंडर द कारवाले ट्रैक डे वीडियोज़ आर अवेलेबल ऑन आर यूट्यूब चैनल विच इफ यू गो टू यूट्यूब एंड सर्च फॉर कारवाले यू विल फाइंड द वीडियोज़ एंड द रिव्यूज़ विल गो अप इन पीसेज ऑन द कारवाले रिव्यू सेक्शन सो प्लीज स्टे ट्यून्ड टू दैट एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग द कार्स दैट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट टुडे सो दिस होंडा सिटी नाउ द होंडा सिटी हैज़ बीन अराउंड फॉर 25 ईयर्स नाउ 1998, no? So, about 23, 24 years it's been around. It's always been known as a comfortable car, the comfortable sedan, right? That is their market, that is their target market. They will always make the vehicle that way, which means that it's what we like to say in journalism terms, softly set up. It's the suspension is tuned, steering is all tuned for comfortable driving, for your responses on the roads. You're not going to go thrashing around in traffic, right? For the most, you might be doing in fourth gear, you'll be doing about 60, 70 at best, right? So this is a car that's tuned to that.
That's why it's more surprising that you have Honda City ko track par lekar rahe hain.
So, and like we said, the car was completely stock. We didn't change anything at all. In city, it's actually extremely comfortable. The Honda City rides really well. Diesel engine is extremely efficient. So our colleague Pratik Kundar, who's assistant editor at Bikewale, has a diesel Honda Jazz that he bought in 2015. He has done something like over 1 lakh kilometers with the same 1.5 liter engine. And even today gets 23 kmpl. I mean,
wow.
He's when we make fun of him, for anything, he'll be like, bro, 23 kmpl, bro. And that's the discussion in there. So
that's very important today, Venkat. Fuel prices ko dekhte ho, I think.
So, all things aside, so in city, it does what it's meant to do. And today, maybe SUVs have picked up speed as it's happened in the last 3-4 years. But in car buying population that's been buying car for 20-30 years now, if you tell them what was your ambition when you could first buy a car, they'll say sedan. And that is in a buyer's mind, it's always sedan, right? So, and that is also the thing that takes it to a racetrack. Now, The Honda City appeals to someone who wants things done in a traditional way, which is, if I go to the racetrack, I want to be driving a sedan. Because people raced sedans in the past. They raced sedans on the racetrack for well over 40 years before hatchbacks even started showing up. So if you say, I need to go to a racetrack, I need to do this in the most correct way possible, then a sedan.
Yeah, touring cars are basically sedans.
Yeah,
right?
They're all sedans, right?
The whole class of touring
cars are all based on, are all sedans only. So you'd be like, okay, I'm doing this correctly on the racetrack. And the other thing, like we said, is that there's a challenge to driving a diesel on the track, which is what we wanted, a more involving experience. And you can also look at it this way, which is that if today buying cars in India is still a luxury experience, not everyone can do it as yet, right? So if you have bought a Honda City, that is what you have, and that is what you want to take the racetrack, then you should know what it's like to drive, no? You should have a relatable experience that at this place, this will happen, I will have to deal with this, I will have to do this, something, right? You should, relatable experiences are what propels this forward, no? Which is one of the reasons why we took this to the racetrack.
Correct. So thank you, Venkat, for this input. I think अभी हम सागर से जानना चाहेंगे जिनके लिए मैं बहुत excited हूँ कि पहले आप race car के बारे में बताना चाहेंगे या BMW के बारे में।
ठीक है, we'll start with the race car first, and as I think of like telling you things about it, मुझे ऐसा बहुत privileged और ऐसा बहुत spoiled भी महसूस हो रहा है क्योंकि बाकी सब लोगों ने normal बाकी सब लोगों ने नॉर्मल कार्स चलाई और मुझे बोला गया था कि यू हैव टू हैंडल अ रेस कार एंड अ रियली लाइक अ फास्ट परफॉर्मेंस कार. सो या आई गॉट लकी दैट वे, बट या लाइक आई हैड अ ब्लास्ट ड्राइविंग द M340i एंड द रेस कार, टू बी ऑनेस्ट, एंड दे वे बोथ इक्वली फन ऑन द ट्रैक. सो आई विल गो विद द रेस कार फर्स्ट. सो इट्स सो अगर मैं आपको बताऊँ गाड़ी के बारे में, इट्स बेसिकली अ स्टैंडर्ड पोलो. अगर आप उसको दूर से देखोगे, सो इट लुक्स लाइक अ स्टैंडर्ड पोलो ओनली. लाइक इट्स गॉट ऑल द बेसिक्स ऑफ द स्टैंडर्ड पोलो. लाइक यू हैव, आपके पास चार दरवाजे हैं, हेडलाइट्स है जो वर्क करती है, अनलाइक मोस्ट रेस का जिनमें सिर्फ स्टिकर्स होते हैं हेडलाइट्स की जगह पे. आपको रियल हेडलाइट्स भी नहीं मिलेंगे, बट इसमें आपको हेडलाइट्स मिलते हैं, वाइपर्स है, जो सब कुछ फंक्शनल है. बट देन व्हेन यू गेट क्लोज टू इट, यू बिगिन टू रियलाइज एंड यू बिगिन टू नोटिस ऑल द रेस कार बिट्स ऑन इट. लाइक इट्स अ प्रॉपर सीरियस ट्रैक मशीन एंड इट डजंट टेक यू वेरी लॉन्ग. लाइक व्हेन यू गेट क्लोज टू इट, दैट इट्स अ वेरी वेरी लाइक ट्रैक फोकस्ड, एकदम सीरियस, बहुत ही सीरियस कार है. दैट इज द ओनली मिशन इट हैज टू सेट द क्विकेस्ट पॉसिबल लैप टाइम अराउंड अ रेस ट्रैक, एंड दैट्स व्हाट द पोलो रेसर डज. एंड आपको रेगुलर पोलो में, आजकल तो अभी डाउनसाइजिंग और टर्बो चार्जिंग की वजह से इंजन्स छोटे होते जा रहे हैं, करेक्ट? और पोलो में आपको सिर्फ एक 1 लीटर का इंजन मिलता है अभी, बट इसमें पोलो रेस कार में आपको एक 1.8 लीटर का काफ़ी मतलब पावरफुल इंजन मिलता है, जो कि स्टैंडर्ड भी नहीं है. लाइक एज इट इज़ दैट 1.8 लीटर इंजन इज़ सो पावरफुल, बट इन दिस कार यू हैव सम लाइक परफॉर्मेंस मॉडिफिकेशंस दैट हैव बीन कैरिड आउट स्पेसिफिकली बाय वोक्सवैगन मोटरस्पोर्ट्स. तो आपको उसमें रेस ECU मिल जाता है, आपको उसमें अलग थोड़ा सा लाउड एग्जॉस्ट मिलता है उसमें, और उसका जो गियरबॉक्स भी है बहुत ही ऐसा एकदम क्विक शिफ्टिंग और बहुत ही ज़्यादा रिस्पॉन्सिव गियरबॉक्स है, जो कि आपको, मतलब मैं आपको समझाने जाऊंगा तो बहुत डिफिकल्ट होगा, बट यू हैव टू सिट इनसाइड द कार एंड लाइक जस्ट लाइक एक्सपीरियंस हाउ लाउड दैट गियरबॉक्स इज.
वी कैन नॉट डू दैट, बट आई एम श्योर कि हम अपने वीडियोस के थ्रू उसको जरूर देख सकते हैं जो हमारे YouTube चैनल पर.
करेक्ट करेक्ट करेक्ट. जैसे कि हमारा मेन वीडियो तो ऑलरेडी जा चुका है कार वाले के YouTube चैनल पे, बट एक स्पेसिफिक स्पेशल वीडियो जो पोलो रेस कार है उस पर भी बहुत जल्द आने वाला है. सो आई होप द पीपल लिसनिंग टू अस राइट नाउ दे वुड गो टू आवर चैनल एंड सब्सक्राइब टू इट, बिकॉज आई गारंटी यू दैट वीडियो विल बी लाइक अ रियली रियली गुड वॉच एंड इट विल बी वर्थ इट.
सो सागर, यू डिस्क्राइब दिस कार वेरी वेल. आई मीन नाउ दैट आई नो हाउ डिफरेंट इट इज फ्रॉम अ रेगुलर पोलो दैट इज ऑन द स्ट्रीट्स, दैट वन नॉर्मली सीज ऑन द स्ट्रीट्स. Tell us your experience as to how it was to drive this car on the track.
Okay, so before we get to the actual driving experience, I would like to tell how difficult it is just to get into that car. Now, because it's a race car, it's not just a matter of opening the door and just like getting comfortable, like just sitting inside it and just driving off. Because it's a race car, you have like a few protocols to follow. Like inside, it's a very, very serious bit of kit. So you have a roll. First of all, you have a roll cage inside to keep you safe, right? In the event of a crash or something. But then the thing is, it makes the job of getting inside the car very difficult, because the opening is so tight and narrow. So somebody who's not very, very fit, like especially like somebody like me, it takes a lot of effort, and it can also be annoying for you to like get inside the car and strap yourself. And again, it's not even a regular seat belt that you just strap on. You have a 6-point harness, which is like the most safest form of like belting yourself up. But then it also takes a lot of while and effort to like strap yourself in. And then there's all the serious kit that you see. Of course, inside also it's very, very different. Like the dashboard, for instance, it doesn't have your regular gear, like switches or buttons or anything. In fact, it's half cut. So everything is like bare minimum, and what's necessary, only that's there inside. Nothing extra is there. Just to keep the weight down, everything has been like thrown out of the car, all the creature comforts basically. So it's all very serious. And the moment you step inside, you know what you're getting into. So yeah, like even something as mundane as getting inside the car and driving off, it's an event in the polo race car.
I'm sure I'll have to shed a few pounds before I can hit the track. So that's motivation for us at least.
Yes.
I'll have to join you, because yeah, even I was struggling to get inside.
So Sagar, how was this polo race car to drive on the track?
Oh, it's a completely different animal compared to the rest of the cars that we had for this year, since the rest of the lineup was everyday heroes, basically like cars that we drive daily and cars that are basically very comfort oriented and mass market cars. Yeah, and this thing is like purpose built to do only one thing, and that's to go as fast as possible and to grip as much as possible and take you around the racetrack the quickest. And it shows, like the moment you get inside and you drive off, everything, like it's noisy, it's buzzy, it's very loud, and it's not forgiving at all. So you need to know what you're doing with it, and it keeps you on your toes basically if you want to drive fast. I'm not saying it's very, very difficult to drive now, because it's front wheel drive and it doesn't make a ridiculous amount of power. I mean, that 1.8 liter engine, it makes around a little over 200 horsepower, so that's not like a ridiculous amount of power. But then the car itself is very light, and you have full racing slick tires that have no tread at all to give you the maximum amount of grip. And because of the front wheel drive layout, it's also easy to go fast. Like you can slide it around a bit and like be a little playful with it, but it won't like bite you, or like it's not very like difficult to control when things go a little out of hand. So in that sense, it's a very forgiving car to drive fast. And you'd be surprised to experience and feel how much speed you can carry through the corners. Like mujhe vishwas nahi ho raha tha ki you can go that fast into a corner in a car that looks basically like a Volkswagen, like a Polo, but then it's so not a regular Polo, right? It's way more than that.
It's anything but that.
Yeah, it's anything but a Polo. And yeah, it's an occasion to drive this car on the racetrack. Yeah.
So, Sagar, हम जानना चाहते हैं कि आपने
टेक्निकल एस्पेक्ट्स के बारे में आप कुछ बताना चाहेंगे ट्रैक डे पे, हम कैसे टेस्ट करते हैं कार को, क्योंकि निनाद जी ने हमारी फर्स्ट एपिसोड को ओपन किया था ट्रैक डे के लिए, उन्होंने कहा था कि आप इसके बारे में बेटर बता पाएंगे। ओके, सो हम लोग जब भी कार्स टेस्ट करते हैं फॉर पब्लिक रोड्स, वी डोंट गो ऑल आउट और वी डोंट गो लाइक 100%, because since we are on the road and we are sharing the road space with other motorists, so we don't go all out, we don't go like full mad, we always hold ourselves back. And but on a racetrack, it's a completely different thing, right? It's completely controlled environment, and you can like test your limits, your and the car's limits, right? And agar main testing ki baat karu specifically for the track, so track testing can be broadly classified into three basic categories. That's straight line performance, आपका कॉर्नरिंग और हैंडलिंग हो गया, एंड ब्रेकिंग. एंड इफ वी टॉक अबाउट द इक्विपमेंट दैट वी यूज टू लाइक टू गेज दीज थ्री एस्पेक्ट्स, सो वी यूज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज अ वी बॉक्स, विच इज मेड बाय अ कंपनी कॉल्ड रेस लॉजिक. एंड द थिंग इज दिस पीस ऑफ इक्विपमेंट, इट यूजेस योर GPS एंड सैटेलाइट्स टू डिटरमाइन द एग्जैक्ट पोजिशन एंड द मोस्ट accurate speeds that you need for acceleration and braking and cornering, so you get the most accurate figures and numbers for testing cars at the track. So that's what we have been using for years now, and even for this year's track day we were using the V-Box. And so in terms of testing cars on the track, the first, and I keep saying this, the most crucial thing to make sure in a car when you know that you're gonna go out on a racetrack and go really really fast, the most crucial thing is to check the condition of the tires and see how it's the most basic thing, right? Like tires are everything on a racetrack. I mean, because it's the most crucial part of any car, because it influences all your performance parameters like handling, braking, the level of grip that you have, and the overall traction, right? So making sure that your tires are in their optimum condition and the tire pressures are correct, so that's what we did before going out on the track to do our laps. That's the most basic thing that you need to be sure of, other than checking the level of fuel that you have. You don't want to have your car on a full tank, because it's not really necessary. You can use a bare minimum, and in terms of tire pressures, you have to follow the recommended manufacturer recommended tire pressures before you head out. So that's something we follow in terms of protocol for track testing.
Sounds interesting. सो शुक्रिया सागर, आपने जो भी इन्फॉर्मेशन दी है. आई थिंक अगर किसी को ट्रैक पर जाना है तो आप और वेंकट ने जो टिप्स दिए हैं फ्यूल को लेकर, टायर को लेकर, उन्हें ध्यान में रखने की बहुत जरूरत है.
हाँ. सॉरी, मैं अगर आपको यहाँ पे मैं इंटरप्ट करना चाहूँगा, एक और चीज़ बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट होती है जब आप ट्रैक पर जा रहे हो, ऑलवेज नो योर लिमिट्स एंड ऑलवेज नो योर कार, वॉट ऑलवेज यू हैव टू बी अवेयर ऑफ वॉट योर कार कैन डू. And more importantly, what you can do if you're somebody who's not very experienced going fast on a racetrack, then that's something you have to be sure of, that you don't overdo or you don't go beyond the limits of what you can handle. So yeah, that's and always I know it's very easy to get carried away on a racetrack. You have open lands, no speed limits, no nothing coming in your way when you're going fast, but yeah, it all looks very tempting, but you need to be wary of what you're doing, and for your safety and for others, because it's not like you are the only person on the track. Chances are you'll be sharing it with other fellow people who are out there who want to have just as much fun. So
folks, that brings us to an end of another episode of the Car Wale Podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode where we'll be having Abhishek and Bilal to give us their insights on how it was to attend Track Day 2021.
और अगर आप चाहते हैं कि हम किसी और टॉपिक पर पॉडकास्ट का एपिसोड बनाएं, तो आप हमें podcast@carwale.com पर लिख भेज सकते हैं. आपके सजेशंस भी आप हमें लिख कर भेज सकते हैं. Spotify और बाकी हमारे चैनल्स पर आप हमें सब्सक्राइब कर सकते हैं. Thanks Venkat और सागर हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए.
Thanks for having me guys.
Thanks guys, अच्छा लगा.